This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
All right, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jasmine. And I apologize if my voice is very croaky or dry. I've tried my best to drink as much as I could before I recorded. But yeah, I think it's just because I had shisha yesterday. So I think it's just taking its toll. So yeah, I apologize for the croakiness.
What flavor do you smoke?
Do you know what? I like anything with a hint of mint. So yesterday we just had apple and mint. And yeah, it was nice. It's nice.
I can't smoke shisha.
Is it? Why?
Well, I've tried, and when I tried to smoke it, it wasn't smoking.
do you mean like when you were blowing it out, there wasn't much? Yeah, I get what you
mean. And my friend was like, "You're not even." He said, "I don't think you've inhaled it." I said, "Do you know what?" Because basically, it was me and my friend's thing. Like after, like we'll go meet up, we'll go to a shisha bar. And just chill, right? And there's one in like Ilford area, so just go over. This was like before shisha even became a thing. Like, obviously it's become a thing with like predominantly Arabs, Asians. Like that's their flex. That's their team.
Yeah.
But like with black people, it's kind of, you know, it's recently been a thing, you know. But we used to go there all the time, and then I think maybe we got to the fifth time. So every single time I'll try it, and it wasn't smoking. It just wasn't. It wasn't coming out. It wasn't. Then I said, "You know what? I can't do it." And she said, "Yeah, you can't." I said, "Yeah, I can't. I don't know how to smoke, and that's okay."
That is so funny. Yeah, it's actually okay. And the thing is, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I think maybe it's just from like watching TV or whatever. But whenever I saw people smoking, I just thought, "You just suck in it. You suck and you blow out." But then they were like, no, you actually have to inhale it, like, and I'm like, oh, and obviously once you do that, you're like, okay, now I feel something. But
what does it feel? Does it make you? Is it like drunk or?
No, shisha. How do I? It makes me a bit lightheaded. And I think that's normal. I hope it's normal. But yeah, it makes me lightheaded. So it does feel almost like a. It doesn't feel like a high, really, but it doesn't really compare. I don't think it compares to like being high or being drunk. It doesn't feel like an alcohol drunk.
What's the one that people are doing nowadays? The pen. I don't want to say EpiPen. That's not.
Oh,
that's
the
not,
the vapes.
That's it. Vapes. What's it called? Pen. Have I heard pen before?
They might
smoking pen. Smoking pen.
It's possible. Shisha pens, maybe? I don't know.
No, it's not shisha pen, Jazz. Vape pens.
Oh.
Vape. No, you're right. It's just vape. I don't know where I got the pen from. But I think the actual thing that they smoke is the pen. Anyways, the girls are vaping.
Yeah. And do you know what, yeah?
Oh, my God.
I feel like I've become one
are
of
you a vapor, Jazz?
No. But when it was like starting to become a hype, I did indulge. But then I was like, what am I doing? Do you know what I mean? It's like I actually asked myself the question. Like when I was looking for it one day, I was like, what am I doing here?
It's because you had a small addiction. Nah.
No, do you know what? I didn't. That's why I was like, that's why I was questioning it even more because obviously I'm seeing people that are like walking around. And they smoke, like, they're puffing on it, da, 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 da. And, like, the one that I got, it said, like, it has, like, 500 puffs in it or something. And I was like, okay, when it's done for me. Like, I'm not going to buy another one. But then I was like, I'm not going to do it in my house because why am I... Sorry, guys, before, I hope this doesn't trigger anyone. But I was just like, why the fuck am I doing it in my house? And then
you think that you think that the thing is no. Let me tell you guys my
thoughts. But in this day and age, I'm so sorry. The day and age that we're living in, you have to put a caveat for every you're so single funny. Thing you say. I wish we could do like a blanket caveat.
Just like the day you get cancelled for saying that is I don't like people smoking in my house. Because I saw a tweet yet, he was like, you know, you see a girl, she's hot, oh my god, she smokes, and people are like, oh, you are so strict, you can't date a smoker. Me, hey, I will not only would I not date a smoker, you know, I have a balcony in my flat.
Yeah
I don't even know if I like people to smoke there. I don't even know.
That's absolutely fair to me. Yeah, I feel like cigarette smokers are some of the worst people on earth. Sorry, there's no caveat for that one. But I feel like if you smoke, like if I'm at a bus stop and you smoke beside me, I think you're a horrible person.
Because I'm not going to lie, I have come across some cigarette smokers here where that smoke that they're smoking, you two, you're going to sniff it. That smoke that they're smoking, like, and I've only ever experienced it twice. Where someone has been like, oh, sorry, hon, and like move the smoke with their hand, even though that's not doing anything, but you can tell that they've been a bit like, oh, you know.
They're conscious.
Yeah, like, you know, not everybody wants to smoke. And I've been around someone who was smoking, they were like, oh, yeah, let me just go over there, you know, do a few puffs. But by the time they've come back, the smoke has entered their hair, it's entered their nails. That cigarette smoke, oh my, even weed, oh my, just know that's your fragrance and that's your perfume. And I think what's perhaps the funniest thing about people who smoke is they think they don't smell of it.
Yeah. Do you know what I think is also the funniest thing as well? That they are some of the fastest walkers known to man. Because the amount of times, like, there might be someone smoking a cigarette in front of me and I wanna pass them so I don't have to be in their wind. But I can never catch up. Never. They walk so fast.
They do.
But sorry if I triggered the cigarettes.
No, but Jasmine, so
to be honest, shisha's no better. But obviously, I just feel like when you're in a shisha lounge, you expect everyone to be smoking shisha. That's a choice. But when I'm in public and I'm chilling somewhere and you decide I'm gonna smoke right next to you or whatever, it really, really bothers me. It really does. I'm so sorry. And I know this was the norm. Like, when I was younger, I remember going to like restaurants and people were smoking in the restaurant. Oh, do you want a smoking table or non-smoking table? I remember all of that stuff. But it's just crazy to see, like, now, if someone smoked inside a venue, we would be absolutely horrified. Do you know what I mean? Like, times have really changed.
You're so right. Like, not only horrified. So, you know, when I keep using an example, you know, when Beyonce says, look around and room the crowd on mute, everyone will look at you like that. Like, I was on TikTok and I saw Stephen Bartlett and Sweet Life of Zach and Cody was on the episode, And Sweet Life goes, do you mind if I smoke? And I remember from time ago that studio that they recorded is his house. I said, there's no way that you walked into the studio, you're like, oh, this is your house, I see your pictures. I see this at your house and I have the audacity, the gumption to use my lips to ask you, can I smoke in your house? The window's not open.
And the thing is, you know, he lives in a big house as well with a lot of outside space.
So you can't even say, can I go outside real quick?
Exactly. Can I have a break?
Nah, dog. But do you know what? So you're going to say something about smokers. Was it that they walk fast? No. You're going to say that smoking in your house. Like, why would I do that?
Oh, yeah, the vape. I've become like... I don't even know what I want to call it. Hold on. My cats are moving mad. Something has scared them, and I don't know what it is.
Look around the room, the crowd on mute. I keep singing it wrong, actually. That's how it goes.
I think she's just sliding on a piece of paper. So weird. Sorry,
but
it's the do you know what my problem with the vapors are? First of all, I'm concerned about like the health implications. Like, cigarette smoking is bad, don't get me wrong, But apparently, like, these vapes are like, they contain, I don't know what it is, like, whether it's a metal or whatever it is, but you can't tell whether the thing you're smoking is finished. So you could literally be inhaling metal. Okay. And obviously, we don't know the long-term implications, sorry.
That's not for me, boy.
It's very addictive. And also, what is it called? How do I call it? There must be a word for it, but it's just the way it's sort of, the people that are vaping have zero consideration. I don't know if they think it's fake smoke, like what they think it is. But why does it smell? That you're now, yeah, like it has a scent. So I feel like because it has a scent, people think it's okay to just do this anywhere. Because why are you smoking or vaping on the train?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Why,
but the thing is,
are you vaping on the bus? Why are you vaping? There was a time we went to Orton Towers. Why are you vaping in front of me when you're
the theme park,
about to board the ride, and the staff member had to tell you, are you out of your mind?
Really? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Like, obviously, theme park riders, they're usually happy-go-lucky. So when she switched, I was shocked.
Yeah.
But also, why the hell are you vaping right now? We're literally about to get on the ride.
Do you know what? I don't know if I should say this. Nah, I'm not saying it. No.
How bad can it be? You're scaring me now. It can't be that bad.
You don't want to see people smoke cigarettes, yeah? Oh, no, guys, please don't judge me.
I'm already laughing.
I think they're going through something. No, I always think you're going through something. Do you know why? Okay, there's many reasons why.
But they're going through addiction.
That's for real.
Because right, okay. I haven't met a cigarette smoker that is actually saying, like,
this is casual. Okay. Unless, because I know a lot of people who smoke when they're drunk. I've seen that. Like, I've seen, like, people who will say to me, I will never in my lifetime smoke. Once they're off their head drunk, they're smoking. I see that coloration a lot of times. But then on a normal day, I'll never ever see them smoke. So I see that. But it's when I see people who are literally like, they're passing through the cigarette, passing like puff, 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 puff. And usually sometimes they'll be going through something and then they start smoking. So usually I do see that people, when people go through something, they start smoking. And then oftentimes I see actually as well, and this is it's mainly with cigarettes, I've really noticed it. Like, even, like, God forgive me, if I see someone walking on road and they're smoking a cigarette, I'll probably think, and I know it's maybe quite a sad assumption, I just think maybe they're going through something. Like, I don't know, like, it's just a... And then also, on the cigarette box, yeah, it's always haunted me from a child. And this is why I've never even tried a cigarette in life.
Yeah, because the black lungs.
You know, on the box, yeah, it's got the lungs. It's got the nails, it's got the lips. As a fine babes, that's not my portion.
But do you know what it is, yeah? I think also a part of it is, I think there is slightly a, what's it called? There's a reason why we think it's for people that are going through something. And the reason I say that is because...
Yes, EastEnders.
And also, you know the Ben Affleck meme where he's outside somewhere?
Yeah.
And he's smoking and he looks like...
He's going through
He looks it. Like he's going through it.
And do you know what, Jasmine? Do you know what? Sometimes when I'm going through, I think maybe I'll go and smoke cigarettes. I don't know damn well I'm not buying a cigarette. But sometimes I think, is this, because then you start to think, is it going to take the edge off for me?
Maybe that's, okay, because shisha is tobacco. So I know that. Maybe cigarette smoking is the same feeling that shisha is, because it does take the edge off. That's what it feels like. That's the only way I can describe it.
Listen, if I can't smoke shisha, that means I can't even smoke cigarette. I don't even want to embarrass myself and waste my time like that. For me as well, my thing as well was, we're drunk, it's like, oh yeah, I can see how maybe getting drunk, you loosen up, or rest, and some alcohol tastes nice. I need to put you guys onto one concoction I found in Sainsbury's. Oh, I'll have to remember for next week. But it's like a mixed drink. It's quite, it's like £2. Mm. And the bottle's like 200 milliliters, but it's such a lovely drink. I'll see if I can find it. Anyways. Right, so with alcohol, yes. With the way I drink now, I like to drink nice drinks.
Mm.
It's not just I'm going at Red Bull and vodka. Rubbish. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do that. I'll just have my lemonade. No. So with smoking, there's no nice smokes. Anyways, another thing that kind of put me off smoking, and I don't know if it's because I'm such a stingy bitch, the expensiveness of it.
Yeah.
Why is the 20?
Yeah.
A pack of 20 is like £15.
Yeah. That radicalized me alone.
Wow.
Honestly.
So that means, and people said they smoke 10 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that's 2 days worth of packs. That's a 2 day. That's 2 days, £10. That's travel. So then when you look at vaping, I probably see why vaping is more of an attractive option, because if you're saying like 500 puffs, and I remember seeing them, because basically, you know, when you do like ASOS returns, in lockdown, so many shops were closed, but then there was one, and this is when I knew the vaping epidemic was real, because the vaping shop was open.
Oh my gosh. Essential shops, you know?
Firstly, there's a vaping shop near me. I said, wow, we don't even have any shops and there's a vaping shop. Firstly.
Yeah.
Secondly, I looked around, I walked around, the guy said, do you want any help? I said, no, I'm just looking. I saw different flavors. I saw blueberry. The body of the vaping thing looked nice. I remember I saw strawberry kiwi. I said, wow, this is all fantastic.
This is how they get you. Trust me.
Nah, I said, nah, bro. I even looked around, I said, this is not being me. This is actually not my vibe. But I was looking around, I said, I remember even seeing what it said, zero nicotine. So I said, what? So what am I even smoking? What was he doing then? I'm just blowing on air. Blowing literally on blueberry air.
Blowing on sweet scents.
Anyways.
Yeah.
As you were saying, yeah, you got the 500 thingy. And I remember seeing this. So if I remember correctly, I feel like the vaping thing is like something, you buy the new body, then you plug it into the thing, like a charger, isn't it? I think. I don't know. Anyways, so it's £5. If it's £5, like 500 puffs, it's good money. But what I'm seeing now on TikTok and Twitter, people are showing their vaping collection. Are you like, okay, what are you going
for? It's crazy.
Are you going for something? And why are you keeping it? Can you recharge it?
I don't understand. Sustainable. I really don't. It's crazy because, I don't know, like I worked with someone who was like a heavy smoker and then they turned to vaping. So what they said, I thought like vaping was like a, you see how there's gateway drugs? I thought it was like gateway to not smoking anymore.
Offsets, yeah.
Yeah, so that's how he laid it out to me anyway. Like he was saying, obviously, like compared to what I used to consume, and this is like a lot better.
Mm-mm.
But that was like the proper vapes. Like you said, the ones that charge, I think. But these new vapes now, I don't know the nicotine content. I don't know any of that. And also it's people that weren't even smokers before that are smoking it. So now you're creating a nicotine addiction.
God forbid.
When before you were fine. So I don't know. It's a very interesting pandemic, but it's one that I didn't expect. I really didn't foresee this on the cards.
Do you know what? Yeah, it's very good to know if you have addictive personality, because I know I do. I actually think, like, I know when I say to people, they think, nah. I think I could be a smoker. No, obviously I could not be a smoker because that's not my vibe. But I feel like my thing is,
if you are so inclined.
If it was a case of like, oh, I need someone to take the edge off. And if I knew that it would, if I started to have it, it's like, this is a release. Maybe that could be my release.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie to you, that whoever said, let's put those things on the package is a genius. Like when I saw, sometimes when I'm in Tesco's, I'll be buying stuff and I'll just see like the hands or the smoking hands or the lungs or the heart. Whose idea was it? It's so scary. And people bypass it.
Who's scary? Yes, that's what I was even gonna say. What's scarier is the people that read, because sometimes they even say they put like smoking kills, And I'm sorry, but I'm sorry.
And people bypass it.
We just need to talk about the people that see it,
it's actually very sad.
Read it, and obviously people that are smoking heavily. So you're going to the shop several times a day or whatever it is. You see it, and you still think, I'm going to spend 15 British pounds to buy this. It's a lot.
It's mad.
It
is very mad. It is very, very mad. One thing that always makes you laugh is when black people smoke. Because I remember one time my friend, yeah, someone else was smoking that was black. And she said, you know, you have to excuse my reaction, but I just didn't think black people smoked. Like, you know what?
No, facts. That really was a thing. I'm not going to lie. That really was a thing.
Oh God!
Like I think I do actually remember the first time I saw a black person smoking, and I can't lie, I was shocked.
Because I remember the first time I ever saw it, it was like a Nigerian uncle, it's not my dad's friend, and I was like, what? Because I grew up in East London, it was very, very rough, but it wasn't like, because like when people hear that I grew up in Plaster, they say, huh, they shout. Because that place, they're even too scared to gentrify it. It's just ungentrifiable.
Yeah.
But where I grew up, yeah, I want to explain it as like the Cray twins. You know those white Oyinbo people that... Is it the Cray twins? You know those... I don't know how to describe... Do you know what I'm talking about? It's the Cray twins. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that kind of vibe where it's like everyone... Like that's where basically where I grew up. So, but everybody's very nice though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's smoking. So when I go to my own boss friend's house, somebody's smoking. Grandma, the whole place is smelling of cigarettes. The whole place. Everywhere is smelling. So, and I used to go to pubs with them after school. The whole place is smelling. And I never see black people smoke. So then when I saw my uncle smoke, I thought, oh, he's a cowboy. Like he really said, fuck it.
mad.
But on the rules though, I do always, like, my heart always goes out to people when they say to me, I'm trying to quit smoking, or I see it on social media, because I just pray for them. I'm just like, I pray it happens, because I've seen so many people where they relapse and like they try, and some people even track it. You know how like you track like periods and stuff, they track it like that. I'm like, wow, man, this is really real. But I do think there's a correlation with smoking and addiction, especially with like underprivileged backgrounds, you know?
Yeah.
I think definitely. There's a thing that there too. I think there's something about that. Maybe something I need to look into, but I do think. And then again, it's like it's addictive, then you keep smoking it, and then life is not the greatest because you can't afford things. So you just like, let me just get this release. It becomes a cycle. Then your kids see you do it. Your kids can't start doing it. You can't tell your kids off because you've been doing it.
It's true. But the other pandemic I want to speak about, just very quickly, these small skirts.
Oh,
with the bum hanging.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hot girl.
What's this?
Listen, it's a belt. Mini skirts need to be as short as a belt. Life what? Short.
Is it, do you know what? It's not the fact that it's a belt. Because I get it. You know, I like a little mini dress sometimes. I get it. But some of the cheeks are actually out.
Listen.
And I'm thinking, where are those cheeks going to be sitting tonight?
Girls, they'll find a way.
Are you sitting on the chairs that I'm sitting on?
Yes, they are. The leather chairs. The leather sofas. Yes, just be. They'll find a way, I'm telling you. Or one fine boy will just be like, oh, you know, take my coat. They'll find a way. Like, yeah, I know. It's real. It's real. And I remember I saw this girl. This is when I knew, the girls really don't care. Like, the girls say, fuck it. One girl on TikTok was like, guys, I found like a solution to the short skirt thing, because I want to join, my ass is massive, and like I don't want to, you know, have my ass cheeks out. So she got one where it's like at the front it was like a skirt and in the back it's a short.
So it's basically this one, yes.
Come and see people cussing her in the comments.
What? Saying what?
Like, nah, you know, it needs, you know,
the cheeks need to be out.
Yeah. I said, nah. Sorry. The thing is, I don't think some of you understand. Some people's cheeks, they're massive. Like, you can't bypass that miniskirt up. I don't know. Anyways, everyone live their life. The thing is, I get it to a degree because it's like, you see everyone participate in the trend, but your bum is massive and you think, oh, I want to participate in this trend as well. But your cheeks are actually going to be out. As in, like, one move and you're skirting now in your, and usually the girls with the big bums have small waist, so your waist is not even blocking the skirt from rising up, so the skirt is raised up, it's entering your belly button, your bum is out.
Yeah, and if the bum's out, the front's gonna be out eventually.
Well, but yeah, I don't mean like pulling down my skirt all night, that's long, man.
Yeah, it's just curious. It like, sorry, I'm so curious about it because obviously, at first, I thought it was banter. Like, I thought...
No, the girls are on it, no.
Yeah,
like... And I like it because they live their raps, you know?
Yeah. Like, I was thinking, oh, like, you lot are wearing this to, like, just to show us. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're wearing it and you're not really going to wear that outside.
Oh, you thought it was a whore? No.
Yeah.
They're going outside.
Because I'm like, sorry, you're not even bending over, but I can see your bum. Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the trend. When I start having these conversations, I start to feel
old.
Yeah, I really am old now. Because, I'm sounding like auntie.
Yeah, I thought auntie sometimes.
I don't want the cheeks out. I'm so sorry. I don't want your cheeks out. I don't.
No, I hear it. Because you're kind of like, nah, I'm actually, this is for the baby girls. So if they want to pull their skirt down all night, that's on them. That's on
honestly. We've had two requests for topics today.
Mm-hmm.
One request, the first one was a request to talk about 1,000-pound braids.
Oh, wow.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yes. To be honest, all right, let's give context. The context is Patricia Bright. She had a video that went viral. I don't think it's her first video either. No. But she had a video go viral in the past week or so talking about getting her hair done. She got some braids done and the cost was £1,000. And obviously, it started a conversation about, first of all, a lot of people were talking about, like, the actual quality of the braids, which, to me, that's neither here nor there. If she liked it, I loved it. Second of all, what's it called? People saying that hairstylists are taking the piss or exploiting Black women who want to look after their hair. And that's a separate conversation because I don't think we can... Do you know what it is?
Yes and no.
Yes,
but exactly. Not that woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also feel like it's questionable to call it exploitation if loads of people offer the service and people are still willing to pay £1,000 to one particular person. If she was the only person in this UK that was doing braids, I would understand the whole, I would understand, and then she was offering it for a grand, I would understand the whole exploitation argument. Mm-hmm. But we know that we can get braids for cheaper, a lot less cheaper.
A tenth for the price.
Yeah, in this country.
Do you know?
But yeah, sorry, Vic, go on.
What? So I have a few thoughts. So my first thought is, You lot, it's, I can tell who does and doesn't watch Patricia Bright.
Mm.
Patricia Bright is a very, very, very smart woman. She is a marketing strategist. Mm. She's not like an average influencer. She's very, very, she's Patricia Bright for a reason. The Bright is there.
She's bright.
That woman is bright. So Patricia's content, she knows exactly how to go viral. Do you remember when she was actually the pioneer of, I bought £500 clothes from PLT. I remember she actually was the person, because I remember
she's like one of the OG haulers.
Yeah.
For real, for real.
I remember a time a white girl did it and people literally jumped on her and was like, you didn't credit Patricia. It became a massive thing.
Mm.
Patricia knows exactly how to grow her channel. She knows exactly what to do. And she has done a video before on these £1,000 braids and it went viral and it had the same conversation.
Mm.
So she's done it again because she knows exactly how to get people talking.
Mm.
She knew that if she just posted these braids, we would have just been like, oh, cute, cute, cute. Maybe it would have probably had like half the attraction or half the engagement. But now she spoke with the number, people are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Do I think it's expensive? Hell yes.
Mm.
Can she do what she wants to do? Absolutely. She is a millionaire. Mm-hmm. If she wants to spend 10, she can go and spend 10K on braids.
Yeah.
If I think it's stupid, what can she do? She is a millionaire. She has the money. However, everybody come closer. Come closer. Come closer. Come closer. Come closer. We dare not and we will not copy that.
Mm.
Because I know some people might see that and be like, oh, I should do that too. If you get sense, you will not do that.
Mm.
Like, you need to listen to everybody's conversations and be like, everyone's saying it does not make sense. Like, it makes sense for her because we have to remember, again, like, seriously, we have to actually remember, she is a millionaire.
Mm.
She can afford to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We also need to
take note of the fact that that woman was in her house. As in sorry, but I just needed to add, that was a house call. Like,
mm-hmm.
a stylist came to her as well. I just wanted to put that out there because I think that is very important.
Yes. The thing is, I think because we watch influencers, we grow up with them, we think they're the same as us.
Mm.
Patricia is a millionaire, guys. We're not in the same tax bracket. The tax code is completely different.
She probably even tipped her as well. Let's be real.
Yeah, let's be honest. So, and then there's the other thing of they're using real hair, so that will add to the cost, right?
Mm.
So then there's all that to play. Then the other thing is we need to stop feeding into marketers.
Mm.
So there's people like Patricia, there's other people who want to go viral. It's obvious.
Yeah.
And she gets you guys every single time. And that's why she's a genius. However, we need to stop biting back. We need to stop. I saw the video, I probably even shared it and was like, with my friends. Did I share it with you, Jazz? I was like,
I think you did,
and, to be rich or something like that. That kind of vibe, right?
Yeah.
And I knew, in 3 working days, this is going to make its way to Twitter. People are going to make their Discord. And they did. When you see the video, you don't need to take it upon yourself. You don't need to take it upon yourself to be like, oh my God, today I'm going to lose it because Patricia Bright got 1K. I'm going to carry that matter on your head for 5 working days. Guys, now you've given her the engagement.
Mm-hmm.
You've helped her. Well done.
Sorry.
However, do I think hairdressers are being exploitative? Yes and no. I think some of the new girls, I can't even lie, some of the new girls are doing up, when you come here, your hair must be pulled, straightened, this stuff. Some even didn't even say blow out, straightened.
Yep.
Some are even saying, I'm going to charge you £15 if you're late. You get there, day two, they're not even there.
I promise you, the Lord is my witness. The amount of hairstylists I've looked at, I've gone to book. If I see more than 2 bullet points, I'm not booking. I promise you, the amount of times I've gone to book someone, I've looked at their list, I'm like, nah, it's not happening. Mm-mm. Even though I meet all those criteria and I'm sure I'm not going to be late or whatever, I'm not booking you because it tells me about your character.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It does. And
the thing is, I get it because they probably have been used to people being late and it's disrupted the whole day and it gets too messy. So it probably is to defer people or probably to, fairmonger, especially some people. In fact, we should talk about lateness in the black communities.
The late fee is the one thing that makes sense. Yeah.
But, however, Jasmine, on three occasions, two occasions, I've had that late fee thing where they're like, if you're late, you know, I'm going to charge you £15. Two occasions I've turned up. One time I turned up to a hair salon. They didn't even open the shop. I was waiting outside for 30 minutes. They didn't even say sorry. Another time, they didn't even open the door. And actually, another time, the third time, sorry, I was actually early because I didn't want to be late, right? And it was raining. This is when I couldn't drive. It was raining, right? And she didn't open the door. She said, oh, you're really early. I can't let you in right now. It was raining. I was just walking around the streets.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just walking around and I started to cry. I said, God, is this my life? I was waiting underneath the bus stop. Then when it was time to go back, I just walked back. I was thinking, is this my life? And then she's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I couldn't let you in. You're really early. And I was thinking, if I was late, then you would have said that I was late.
Exactly.
And charged me £15. Exactly. Anyways, I do think some people are being exploitative. Like, I see some people, they're charging like £200 for braids, £300, those kind of things. And I'm just like, this is insane. Like, this is really, really insane. Like, but at the same time, I do think we're getting to the point where a lot of people are saying stuff like, oh, I can get those particular braids that Patricia got for £60.
Yeah.
Where are you getting it done for £60? I actually think that some people
that's exploitation in a way. Yeah.
That is actually exploitation. Because if some auntie's sitting down doing pick and drop for you for 5 hours, you give them £60. Yeah, I don't know, you guys. I don't know. We have to be a little bit honest.
Let's do the maths on that. Sorry. What's 60? You can tell I'm not good at maths. It's £12 an hour.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I think I've gotten to the stage where I've accepted braids £100 now. And it's scary, but it is what it is. All I know is I'm not paying 200, 300, I'm not paying a grand. I can accept the 100. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I want to treat myself. Let me get braids this month. Cool. But, you know, I don't think it's particularly fair to say, because this celebrity hairstylist is charging her clients £1,000 and they have money to pay it, but now all hairstylists across the board are exploitative. I don't actually think that's true. I don't really agree with that statement. Mm-hmm. I think some people are taking a piss with their requirements, but I don't think they're being exploitative. I don't think that's fair. I think hairstylists are actually they're so mandatory. We need them so deeply. And when you get one that you trust, you hold on to them.
Yeah, for real. For real.
What do you think?
For real. Yeah, again, like you said, I just feel like we can't look at people like Patricia Bright and think that she... Okay. When I say she's not like us, I don't mean it in any kind of way other than...
She's rich.
Like, she's a millionaire. Her financial choices are going to be completely different to ours. What she can afford to... Because I've even watched like her... Because I think she does or did do a financial YouTube channel, like she separated mm-hmm. them for a bit. So I've seen like her budget, the way she budgets,
mm-hmm.
and her play about money is more than my monthly salary or it was at the time.
Okay.
So that's just that for starters.
No. Just let them deep that one. Play about.
Yeah.
So that means I can just go to Farfetch if I can.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So for her, that's not it's not even a problem for her. That I don't even think that's the discussion. But I think even today I saw a video with Jackie Aina on TikTok, and she was like, I think she got like a new stand or something for her perfumes.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like a whole wall of perfumes. And I was thinking, it sounds so dumb, but it's like, I actually forgot that she was an influencer for a second, because I was like, wow, like she has so many perfumes. Da, 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 da. Like, I would love to have a collection like that. But then I deeped, I was like, hold on, she's an influencer. Because I was, do you know what?
You think that they're your friend, yeah?
So this is the way my mind works, yeah? But I saw she had like all of the
same perfume as you.
Yeah. No. She had like all of the Kayali perfumes.
Yeah, one thing Jackie's gonna do, she's gonna buy the whole house.
But
yeah, she'll buy the whole house.
Do you know what? It occurred to me, Vic, this might have been sent to her. I was like, of course. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, if these brands are sending her perfumes, of course she could have a whole wall of perfumes.
Mm.
So why is it me on my salary? I'm thinking I would like to have a whole wall of perfumes. Mm. Yeah, like, it's like sometimes it just clicks. Yeah,
reality needs to sit in.
Yeah, like the reality of the situation needs to set in of some of the stuff that I'm seeing. Like, yes, she is rich. She definitely could have afforded the whole perfume by herself. But also, she could definitely have been sent a lot of these perfumes as well.
I forgot that the Patricia made one comment about the African...
Yeah,
in Africa for 20p.
That was
That's the thing. That's something that you lot should have been talking about.
Uh-huh.
I said, now damn, Patricia, why did you go there? I said, no, please, why did you see that?
Yeah, that one.
They're not charging 20p there. They're not.
That one was crazy. That comment. But so I think that's one part of the conversation. Like, sometimes, and I have seen it, and I'll talk about people other than Patricia, but I feel especially in the TikTok age, I'm not accusing anyone, by the way, but some people are misrepresenting stuff, and I don't know if it's, sometimes it is intentional, I'm not going to lie. So some people, what I've noticed is on TikTok, some people are going out to eat and they've been invited to eat there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not saying that they've been invited to eat there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the meal that they're having is like £200 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And also, obviously, if you're being invited to eat there and you're recommending the place and you're not telling the people that are viewing it, oh, I've been invited here, you are... You're basically...
What you're saying is false advertisement?
Yeah. I don't even know if that's the right word for it, but it's a misrepresentation, because I think naturally when I see something and someone says, oh, I've been invited, I'm already thinking, okay, so they pulled out all the stops for you. And that's not to say...
That's not
to say that the food is not going to be good when I go there or whatever, but obviously the reason why creators are supposed to tell us, oh, I've been invited, or this is PR, or this is whatever, it's so disclaimer. That you can... Yeah, it's a disclaimer, and it's so that you, as the consumer, can make a judgment call of potentially there's been some sort of
bias.
Exchange. Yeah, exchange for this review.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point.
I saw a TikTok, this girl, she said she's never going to any MUA or hairstylist if the whole page is full of influencers, and I completely 1,000% agree.
Yeah.
Because when you do, I've even been some... They'll treat you like you're a dustbin.
Can you stop?
One experience, I said, wow, I'm really like...
Is it?
They really said...
Message me after.
I said, wow, like, you need... Like, if you look at someone's page and it's like, so-and-so, big names, they don't really post their normal clientele. And that might be for a reason where it's like, maybe the normal clientele is kind of like an average Joe, they don't want to be on Instagram. Mm. But let's face the facts. A lot of us, when we have hair or makeup, whatever services, we know that they're going to take pictures.
Yeah.
We've kind of prepped ourselves for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're never posting that, kind of be aware, I would say. And like when I saw that girl's TikTok, he really confirmed every single thing I was thinking, and a lot of people were agreeing too.
Oh, is it?
Absolutely not. No, sorry.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Yeah, and it's not a nice way to think, because it's like, it's not the influencer's fault, but I do think some people, it's like those kind of clientele grows their business. So it's like, but at the same time, those aren't the people always seeking their business. And that's not always the people that who are paying for them, because a lot of influencers...
This is it. It's about your returning MUA, clients.
And they may not, they'll be like, oh, can we collaborate? Keywords, even the message, nail text, can we collaborate? Not even, can you do my nails? I'll pay you X, Y, and Z. They want them to do it for free because they know that if my face, let's say I'm 6'7" Kenza, and I message you, a hairstylist, oh, can you do my hair? I know that you are booked up for the next month. Simples. Why would I don't need to pay you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But then your normal clientele who's giving you, imagine I'm giving you hard earned money, but you're treating me like poo. No. Poo.
Crazy.
All of us, let's use our senses. No, I don't like that shit. But yeah, I do agree with you. I do think there is a bias. It's not all the time, but you do get some people who is kind of like, there's a real bias. And that's why I was very happy in lockdown when Talks with Ash had that room where they was exposing hairstylists and makeup left, right, and centers. Mm-hmm. My God.
Yeah, day of reckoning.
But then again, we're living in a day of age right now, Jasmine, where we're kind of like, I want my makeup to be done by X. I want my hair to be done by X. You know, when it's your birthday, you want Chrissy Bells on the books. I'm not saying Chrissy Bells is a bad thing, by the way. I've actually heard personally that she's actually very, very professional, very great. But you want like the, who am I thinking of? Like Petey by Esther. You want those big names. Like you want that for your birthday, for your wedding. But it's like, you're not really taking into consideration. Sometimes, I don't know. I don't want to be mean to everybody because like, everybody wants nice things, right?
Yeah.
But these are for celebrities.
Yeah.
No, that's very mean. Everybody should... No, fake shout.
No, do you know what it is? No, I feel like what you're probably trying to express is just the element of... It's not by force. And it's a common theme that comes up time and time again. But it just seems like... It seems like everyone must have, I don't know, what this celebrity or everybody must go to this person that this celebrity has gone to. And I understand why people do it, because you think if my fave has gone there and they look like this, then I'm going to get the same service. I'm going to get the same treatment. And that's what I want. And I get that. But I feel like if you're not in the financial position to do it, that you don't have to aim. Like, you can obviously work towards it, put money aside or whatever, but I don't think you should be breaking your back for, I don't know, your 25th birthday.
Birthdays is even, even another conversation, actually, because I remember I saw this girl, she was going on holiday and someone was meant to do her frontal. And in the morning of, the woman said that she's got like bad period pay, so she cancelled on her. Chai. And the girl on Twitter was like, I'm really annoyed, and I knew she was annoyed because she was talking in caps. She was like, I'm really fucking pissed off, she's not doing my frontal.
Sorry.
She was livid, boy.
She was writing in caps.
Yeah, in caps, boy. She was like, I'm livid, red. And then, you know, I saw people going off like, is this the right thing to do this year, all the kind of discussion, right? But someone else made a discussion of like, It was not even about the girl, but it was just about like a side conversation. Like, when it comes to like hair, holidays, birthdays, do we kind of like do too much? But then at the same time, and when I say do too much, I mean like, for your birthday, do you have to have your hair done by Chrissy Bell? Sorry, Chrissy, I keep using Chrissy Bell and Papa Chi. Does it have to be like
so much
the celebrity level? Like, why can't you go to like someone who's really trusted, or why can't you go to your friend? Like, why does your makeup have to be done by X? Or do you know what I mean? Like, why do we always have to? Is it because you want to put in your caption hair by or you want to feel that you want to, and it's like you want to pamper yourself for your day? And that's, do you know what? All those things are fucking valid. Let's be fucking real. We live in a very shallow society. It's all fucking valid. But then it's like, also, it's like, why can't I just have, even like the conversation of like just having braids for like birthday, like, why can't you do that? People are saying you can't have braids for birthday or that, and like, even at like holidays, like,
hey, we are finished,
why does your hair have to be like completely on point for holiday? But then there's the other thing of like, life is so fucking shit. If I want to look nice for holiday, then yeah, I want to look nice for holiday, so, and I want to feel nice as well, do you know what I mean? I like feel my best. So there's so much to the conversation, but I do think that there's that pressure on your birthday, especially with like, you need to look like a Hollywood celebrity coming out. People are even hiring cars to take them to the restaurants. No, I'm being so serious. Like, people hire, like, we're becoming celebrities. But what I'm finding more hilarious is we're paying for this service. The celebrities are getting it for free, as Jasmine has said.
This is it.
Celebrities are getting that car for free, even over celebrity influencers. And we're paying for, do you know what? It's each to everybody's own. Everybody enjoy yourself, live your life, baby.
But how can you sign off like that?
No, because the thing is, yeah, I have to keep remind myself, this life is shit. If you want to feel like a celebrity for one day, by all means. But at the same time, you have to make sure you actually want to do it. Not just because you want the girls to be like, nah, yeah. This is going in. Not because you want the girls on everybody on Instagram to be like that. You have to think, oh, I'm going to treat myself today.
That's the thing. I think this whole conversation, it is genuinely from a place of love. Like, I just hate the fact that if there are going to be women coming behind me, Gen Z, Gen Baby, and they're going to think, oh, I need this celeb MUA or this celeb stylist or this, do you know what it is, for my birthday?
Mm.
And yeah, like, I get it. There's going to be, like, I don't know, what's it called? 30th birthdays, 50th birthdays. Even then, if you want to book a celeb hairstylist or MUA, I hear it a bit more, but it just worries me when the Gen babies are doing it for their 21st or their
22nd. Yeah.
And it's like, you lot, have you even left uni yet? Yeah. Have you even left, like, are you using your student loans or whatever for this? And obviously, again, everybody has their right, their choice, whatever you want to do with your money. Mm. But it's the pressure. Mm. I think that's what
concerns me. The pressure.
Is the pressure.
Because I remember I came across a TikTok, this girl was like, you know, girls, you know, when you go and you do your 25th birthday, you know, and she didn't even say 30. I said, oh, sorry, we're too old. She was like, your 25th birthday and you get that gold dress that everyone gets. And I was like, that's true. Why does everyone always get that gold dress?
Mm.
Like, you get that gold dress where you can get it from Shein or wherever she said, Shein or AliExpress, and they can make it for you right there for like £100 instead of spending £1,000. I said, you lot are spending what?
What?
No, because that dress, we can all rent, we can all share it amongst the friendship group. Oh, you're 20 or 25. You wear that dress this time.
But what? Also, Vic, do you remember that girl, that tweet? And she said something like, imagine being 21 and never going on
a vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the pressure for them is
the pressure is mad.
It's finished, man. It's finished, man.
Mad.
It's very, very. But remember when we were speaking to those girls and they were saying to us, like, I could never date a guy who doesn't drive a German.
Yeah, that rings a bell. That rings a bell. That conversation rings a bell. And I remember the disbelief because I'm sure we asked, can you drive? And she said, no.
Yeah.
I was like, I just had to laugh. What?
Nah, I said, no. Instagram has indoctrinated a lot of people's mindset. And it reminds me of that tweet yesterday where it was like, a lot of people, you need to stop following what you see online because a lot of people do not live their bars. Like, no, people say to you, like, there's a conversation online about driving. Like, some people saying stuff like, oh, I'll never drive. Some people saying stuff like, you know, when you see people say, like, the conversation of buying a house, some people are like, oh, I'm never going to buy a house or stuff like that. People saying they're putting out their pension, all this stuff. Listen, if you love yourself, you not follow what people are saying on Twitter, because some people,
they don't live their raps.
Yeah, with their keys. And you know what, yeah? One thing I'll give myself, I don't flinch. When people tell me stuff, they'll be telling me, like, once I was telling someone, oh, I want to buy, they're like, why are you going to buy? Like, you know, you should rent and see different places you want to live, like around London, get the full experience. You know, it's good to invest in Africa, like your home, where your home is. You know, it's good to, like, lay down roots there, you know, instead of giving this country your money. You know, what's the point of living here? Like, you know, getting a mortgage here, you're just going to be paying it for the rest of your life, all this kind of stuff. Firstly, did this person even move rent-wise that they were saying? Did they even buy in Africa and what they were saying? Listen, and also, when did I give anybody the impression that I wanted to live in London? Like, Do you know what I mean? Like, guys, you have to just live your own life. Like, you can't listen. Or people saying stuff like, don't buy, there's other investments. Okay, what's the other investments? What's the other investments then? Like, you guys, just do what you want to do. Even people saying like, oh yeah, I'm not driving because I think it's stupid. Or if they think it's stupid, that's cool. If you now want to go and follow them and you have no car, and the thing is, yeah, you're following people and live in zone one. You live in Essex, like where I live, where the train comes every 30 minutes.
It's true.
To a three minute journey. The journey is 3 minutes, but the train wait is 30. And you want to go and join your London friends? No, come on. Let's be serious.
Yeah, man. Honestly, I think out of everything that we've said in this conversation, I think the main theme is think for yourself and make sure you're truly thinking for yourself, because when you get wrapped up in social media, it's so easy to start feeling like other people's thoughts are your own.
Yeah, especially when people are popular, they got a lot of retweets. It's like, oh, everyone agrees. So
what do you know? What that happened to me the other day, oh my gosh. And this is where I was like, okay, maybe I do actually need to come off social media for real, because I keep saying it every week and I haven't done it yet. But there was a so there's this popular Twitter account that always like tweets "Am I the asshole" clips or whatever from Reddit, and there was a dilemma of a guy. He has a partner, a woman, and she asked him, "What do you want? What kind of cake do you want for your birthday?" He just said, "I just want a chocolate cake, just devil's food chocolate cake." Cool.
Devil's food.
So she made the chocolate cake. That's what it's called. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
But she made the cake. She made a chocolate cake, but with vanilla. So devil's food is like pure chocolate, through and through, through and through, through and through. She made a chocolate cake with vanilla icing. And then obviously he was like, he said it came across like maybe he looked different or whatever when he saw the cake. But she asked him, she was like, oh, are you disappointed? He was like, yeah, I'm not going to lie, because obviously I told you I want like a fully chocolate cake, and you made me a vanilla icing one. So obviously she wilded out, she didn't want to talk to him anymore, whatever. And his friends were saying, oh, you're a bit deep, like you should have been grateful, da da da. And obviously when I read it and I saw everyone's replies, everyone's calling him a dickhead, da 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 da, and I was like, but why am I feeling like he's not? But I was like, but maybe,
but everyone else.
Yeah, but everyone else is saying he's a dickhead.
Please, I'm like, maybe, your opinion.
I'm like, maybe I'm a wrong'un. Sometimes I know I can be a little bit of a bitch. But I'm like, maybe this is just me being a bit of a bitch.
No.
But then I saw other people like, actually, I feel like he was fair, because
she asked, what
he
do you
asked
want?
Him, what do you want? He told her, and then she made something different. So yeah, like, of course you'd be disappointed. And I was like, yeah. Like, I think it's like, for a moment, sometimes when you see that a lot of people are thinking something that is not quite what you think, you start thinking, okay, maybe I need to conform, or maybe I need to change my ways, or do you know what it is? And
do you know what I was doing those situations? I just don't say anything.
Yeah, I was silent as hell. I don't even think I liked the tweet.
No,
I was silenced.
Silenced.
But yeah, it's so easy to like get, I don't know, just second guess yourself, because you're seeing so many other people's opinions, and you just really need to come back to self.
Boy,
back to real. Self. Because at the end of the day, what's the worst someone's gonna do? If you disagree or whatever, are they gonna beat you up?
But on social media, people are fucking weird, bro.
They are weird.
Like, if you say that you don't like chocolate cake, all of a sudden, someone will even call you, oh, look at this fucking...
They'll find a way to call you classist. The thing is, I'm laughing, but I could genuinely see someone saying it.
They'll
actually write a thesis as to how as well.
What I've been seeing nowadays, people just say, oh, you're ableist.
Stop.
No, for real. I've seen it. Like, the thing is, I could emphasize with it with the ADHD stuff. So people talk about lateness, which is what I'm going to talk about. People talk about lateness, yeah? Someone saying like, oh, you know, I think someone actually called me ableist as well. Because I said, I hate when people are late, they don't tell me. Like, you know, it's an hour has gone by, I could have been watching Netflix. Someone called me ableist, I think I remember. Anyways, and this whole conversation about lateness, when people say, oh, you lot are so ableist. It's like, we're definitely not talking about people who have ADHD or who have, you know, issues with time like that. Obviously, I would never come online and be like, have that thought process and like know that someone suffers with that and then just be like, oh, now I'm going to bash them because it's trending. Like, come on. But I've seen that, like, for example, someone tweeted, like, I'm really tired of people who don't know how to engage in small talk. And it's just hella awkward. And I can't remember what the conversation was, but then they will expect you to talk or something like that. Yeah. And someone's like, oh, people are so ableist nowadays. It's like,
yeah, it's getting weird. It's getting very weird.
For example, sorry, Jasmine.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
That girl, when she was like, you know, people don't engage in small talk. I saw someone quote tweeted saying, well, some of us have ADHD and we're struggling to all this. And it's like, the girl did not mention. She didn't say, like, obviously, I don't know the girl, but I don't think she would have been talking about you.
Yeah.
Or someone even said, I have selective mutism. I don't think she would have been thinking of you. I don't think so. I really don't. I think nowadays we're in a space where on social media, people will just, it's too much. It's too much.
But
I don't even tweet anymore.
But this is why I had to do the caveat at the beginning of the episode. Because it's you have to do caveat. We're in a caveat time. This is what it is.
Do you know what? Something's gonna have to fucking change. Someone's gonna have to fucking change. Because the thing is, I see stuff, I fucking see stuff and I'm triggered. For example, the futurism stuff. I see that shit and I'm like, oh, I'm fucking triggered. I mute the word because I could easily quote tweet and be like, what about us who got fucking called a car nose? What about us who were called Formula One? But you can't always, you can't. You just can't. What you have to realize is you are triggered by this because you have a personal experience of it. But you can't now lash it on somebody else who was not even really talking about you. And also, let's paraphrase, you who they don't know. Anyways, let me get on to the lateness. So, Wizkid did Tottenham. You know, I think he might have been his biggest performance, maybe. And then Ash Aker did O2. Lateness in the Black community. We need to work on it. We have to work on it. We have to work on it. When I went to see Wizkid, okay, let me give you guys the gist because I know there's so much information going around. People saying it was a shit thing, right? It wasn't shit, but his old songs saved him. You know all the old songs like the bangers back to back. When Wizkid used to sing as if he knew that. If I don't sing this song, I'm not eating. You know when Wizkid used to sing, like he used to sing and dance because he wanted to make it out of the hood? Those kind of bangers, that really, really, really like got everybody going. Like, because I went with my brothers. So my brother actually got us tickets from work. So I think we were either in a box, you know.
Okay.
I don't know how Tottenham worked, but we were in a box. It was really, really nice. It was like food outside, proper nice. Anyways, but yeah, I noticed that. I said to my brothers anyways, I said, you lot, don't bother coming like hella early because one thing these Afrobeat artists are going to do, they're going to come late. So I said, I think he's going to start maybe 8:40, maybe 9.
Yeah.
I believe this guy came on stage 9:20 and he needs to leave 10:30.
Okay.
So there's that. He came late. There was no supporting act, really. King Promise came out. Who else came out? I can't even remember now. The crowd wasn't feeling King Promise. But as I said, people are going to be late. So we got there. We got there even early. We got there at like 8:30 maybe. So it was a good vibe, you know. And maybe because we didn't pay.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what it is.
It helped, yeah.
Yeah. So... But what I'll say is, not only was Wizkid late, the mic wasn't working at some points. He wasn't really, it wasn't like the old two one. And the thing is, if you watch the YouTube experience for the O2 one, you would know. Because I feel like that, even watching that on YouTube, that was an experience.
Yeah.
Like that felt like you were there. Because I was there the next day. So I knew that it was basically a similar vibe.
Mm.
But I felt like he wasn't even like, what's the word I'm looking for? I felt like he didn't really practice. I felt like he didn't really take it in. Like, this is a really, really big performance. Like, in comparison to what I saw that Burna Boy was doing.
Yeah.
And he started off doing, because I remember a lot of people kind of like, oh, they didn't really like this album. Even I was kind of like, not the biggest fan of More Love. Was it More Love, Less Ego, whatever it's called. But I actually knew all the words to all the songs. Anyways.
Okay.
Mm. So it was okay. But then he started doing the songs from, what album was it? The Ayo album. You know, like Jaye Jaye, or On Top of Your Matter, all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, are you going to dance it when I show you the money? So when he was doing all that back to back to back to back. So he did that for like all those songs, but he did like it for like 40 seconds. So when I was doing back to back to back to back, the crowd was going crazy. Like, the energy was crazy. That bit of the show was perfect, right? But obviously, we're here for the More Life, More Love, or whatever, Less Ego. So he's struggling to get through the songs. Then he goes, guys, I have a guest for you. I have a surprise for you. Then he goes back and he comes and changes clothes. So I was like, okay. Next thing you know, he's doing, you don't need a wild body. And then fireworks go off.
Mm. So I'm
like, okay. Fireworks was the guest, by the way. So then he goes off. And then the last song he does is it Joro?
Joro.
Yeah, it was Joro.
Yeah.
And like, that's a big WizKid song. But it's not like Don't Door. It's not like, I don't know how to say it. It's not like the big, big, big songs. Like, he could have even ended it on Essence, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, he did, it was like, Jorah's like, that's a really big song, but it's not like his big, big, big songs.
It's not a finisher.
Know? No, it's not. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that happened. And then people started to come. I'm going to be honest, people started to come at like 9 o'clock into the stadium.
That's crazy, you know?
And the microphone, the speaker was different. Right, I don't want to always compare to Beyonce. But Beyonce started at, was it 7:45 sharp? Ended at 10:30. Beyonce carried her own microphone, own speaker to the Tottenham Spurs. That's the only, Jasmine, I don't believe that's the same microphone. Jasmine, I think she carried it. She carried it from America. She carried her own speaker. because the reason why that Beyonce experience was so completely different to anything I've ever experienced is because I heard her so loud and clearly. Like, and I think that aspect of it made me emotional because of how perfect she sounded.
Mm.
Now, I'm upset because I'm Nigerian and I'm Yoruba as well, where WizKid is from. So it's upsetting me that this is someone I love. I've grown up with this guy. Like, this is someone I really, really just, I just love his music. It makes me so happy. Like, it connects with my family. It makes, do you know what I mean? I'm there with my brothers. Like, this is what we grew up on. We're having a good time. It upsets me that this show is not giving.
Yeah.
However, we still had a good time though.
Mm.
When WizKid was like, Joro, 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 bye, Joro, and that's how he ended it.
Yeah.
He didn't say bye. He just left the stage. The lights go off. People are like, is this the end? Is this the end? Nobody knows. And that's, it was
sad,
the end.
Man. He didn't even say bye.
No. Wow. The Ashake one, I watched it on YouTube. I don't know if you watched it, Jazz.
You know what? I'm not going to say anything because what I did was rude.
Hmm? What did you
do?
You don't like
okay.
him? He's
no, no, I clicked on the YouTube link.
Mm.
And then it was literally like immediately no. And then I just went off.
Fair.
But I did hear, like, I heard a lot of conflicting things about like the reasons why it started late. Like, apparently he was ready to go from like 8:30, but because like the actual people, the crowd weren't all inside. So maybe again, people decided to come at 9, and obviously the O2, whenever I've gone there, when there's a big artist on, the queues are always quite long. It always takes quite long to get inside. So maybe there was a case of like, waiting to get everyone inside before he started. However, I genuinely thought, like, with concerts and stuff, there was a last entry time. I don't know if that stopped, but I feel like the last entry time should definitely be at least half an hour to an hour before the artist is due to come on stage, because it makes no sense that people are allowed to be outside of the venue or the stadium when the artist is ready to perform. That doesn't make sense. Even if it's a case of, oh, people are outside, there must be a speakerphone system in the O2. I can't believe there's no tannoy system where people are like, if you're going to see Ashake, he's due to come on in such and such time, it's time to get in the queue. If like, I just can't believe that that is
not
that is the reason. Not to say that I'm calling anyone a liar, but it just doesn't make sense to me that, you know, there are people there to see an artist and they're just loitering in O2 one is saying or doing anything about it. Doesn't make sense to
One boy made a TikTok and he's right. He said, us black people will be outside. We're doing fashion show, walking up and down. We're trying to get numbers. That's what we do. We'll be doing fashion show, walking around the gaff, trying to do something. We don't want to be in our seats.
Yeah.
We don't want to be in our seats yet. We don't want to be too early yet.
But what's crazy is that for me, the lead up to the concert is the best. Sorry, not the best bit. But I actually enjoy like the DJ getting the crowd ready for the artist. I enjoy that bit of concerts. You know, when the DJ comes on, sometimes there's an opening artist.
Yeah.
I like that. It's the build up. It's the anticipation. Like, I can't think of anything worse than coming to a concert and the person I'm there to see, I'm there walking in and I can hear them going, welcome to the stage, whoever. And
people
I'm
don't mind being late. People, no, Jasmine, I'm telling you, we need to work on it, man. We need to work on it. Like, we're very much like, we'll just be outside, Lloyd, just sitting, just standing there instead of being on our seats. And then this guy, he made a good point. He was like, but when it comes to white artists, he said they'll camp.
Camp outside
and they'll be there on time. I said, it's so fucking true. With us, with Davide. What's his name again? Davido. With him, I remember people, because we were late because we were stuck in traffic. And I remember people literally coming in with us. I said, now, why is it always us? Why is it always us? Like, with SZA, it was not that experience. People came. They came on time. But just, I don't know what it is. But you know what it is? I think African artists, Nigerian artists, they set a precedent already that, even I said to my brothers, that like, they're going to be late, so you might as well be late too. So everyone already knows that it's become a thing.
Yeah.
So for Ashake, people are already thinking, that guy's going to be late anyway, so it doesn't matter. Let's get there for 9. Can you imagine get there for 9?
That's crazy.
I would never get to SZA for 9. It's bad. It is bad.
Yeah.
But I do think we just need to work on it. Like, we do. And it's so sad because I really, really, really wanted to go. Because Work of Art is like my favorite album this year.
Yeah.
It's like literally my favorite album. But when I watched it on TV, I said, if I had gone to this, if I'd paid money, I would have been extremely annoyed. Because I don't do that lateness thing. You know how we can be late and we can just go to the concert at 9?
Yeah.
That's not for me, dog.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I would have been miserable. I wouldn't even be able to hide it.
Yeah, I would have been vexed. I would have definitely been vexed. And I think also a good point, like when you were talking about sound quality and stuff, like I think it, like Beyonce's really done herself favors because she's shown us like how particular she is with her craft. Like, I think I remember watching a behind the scenes or a documentary. I don't know what it was, but it was when she was preparing to do Run the World. And it was at an award show. I don't know if it was the VMAs or something, but she had like a setup. And all it was literally her silhouette. And she needed to make sure that her silhouette was in the right place with the visuals. That lady must have done it like 100 times. There's been videos of her even back to the what's it called, Baby Boy days, when she had to do that scene in the sand. She was bleeding because she was practicing so much. Like, she was practicing in the hotel. She was like, no, take me to the beach, actually, I want to do it here. Like, she's very much like, it needs to be perfect every single time. So even you talking about the mic, I'm sure when she was doing the sound checks or whatever it was, she was like, nah, something needs to give. I feel like she wants to make sure she puts on the best show mm-hmm, that she can. Mm-hmm. And she tries to do that every single time.
Yes.
So it is very disappointing. I can understand why you're disappointed that, you know, Wizkid, he's booked the same stage as Beyonce, the stadium, massive stadium. And yet it just seems like, oh, is this a joke to you?
Yeah, is it a joke? Exactly. And then it's just the sound, because even at home watching the Ashake one, the sound quality was abysmal. And it's like, this is not the same sound we heard with SZA.
Yeah.
I think with SZA, yeah, it was a little tiny bit quieter sometimes.
Mm. But SZA gave visuals, but it was at least.
Very good.
Very good production.
And I thought her voice was very good as well.
Yeah, it was.
Like, because she was singing and dancing. So it's like, sometimes I don't want to always put Beyonce as the benchmark, because she just might be an alien, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to use other people, like SZA. Same place, right? Mm. She was not late.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like people respect it, but then again, the audience is mixed. When we were there, we saw a lot of white people, saw a lot of black people, saw different types of people. Mm-hmm. And everybody probably knows, okay, they're just gonna start on time. It's like, why is it with us African ones? Don't people will even know, oh yeah, just cut, you know, just pass through 9:30 even. Like, what's going on?
You say pass through to a concert. Nah, that's crazy.
That's, come on. It's always us. It just feels like it's not really thought through, you know. But and it's disappointing, because when I tell you the work of art, I listen to that every single day. I saw a TikTok, someone said, you know, I have to listen to 15 minutes of Afrobeats every single day to feel something. And that's like every day I listen to, I don't know, Remember, Lonely at the Top, What's Up My G. Like, I have to listen to that every single day, every single day. And like, sometimes I'm like, I'm going to get annoyed of this album. But when did it come out? Like June? And I'm not annoyed yet.
Yeah, it came out like not long before Recess Land, whenever that was. Mm. Yeah.
But guys, it does upset me, because it's like, so, and then what you're saying, Jasmine, you know, it needs to be at a certain capacity for the artist to start.
Yeah.
You've already set a precedent of like, we're always late. I feel like we're done for, really.
I think, and you know what, obviously, maybe it's easier for us to speak as like, just concert goers and not like the organizers or security or working at the venue, but I just feel like there has to be, venues need to start being strict as well.
Yeah.
Even if it's a case of people
get turned away
and they have to complain afterwards, that's your own, but the ticket says last entry at, do you know what I mean? Like, there has to be some element of consequence,
definitely,
for it. Mm-hmm. But again, like you said, if the artist continues being late, then it's kind of like,
why am I going to get there and we waiting? Yeah,
exactly. Or why are you turning me away and the artist isn't even close to coming on? Mm-hmm. The artist isn't going to come on for another 2 hours. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. I think there's probably a lot that we don't know.
Lose.
But it's a norm, you know? And I think what is going to be the future of it? Like what Jasmine's saying, like, are places like O2 and that going to have to be more strict? But then could one even say that's racist? I don't even know. I don't even agree with that.
It's true. They'll start saying it's racist.
No, I don't employ it. I'll even help them.
Somebody has definitely got to give,
Because the thing is, my worry is, I don't know, because obviously music heads will know more than me, music nerds, people with more information, all that kind of stuff, My worry is these O2 and Tottenham's are going to say, listen, we don't even want you lot anymore. And then that's going to break my heart. Because then, no offense, Coco Shaw. Coco Shaw is going to probably have to like rent out like a basketball hall or something to do concerts.
Can you stop? You actually need to stop.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
what's the solution?
Something has got to give before it's too late. Before it's too late. For real.
How was your Efariro?
Oh, it was amazing. It was so good. But do you know my problem is, and we were talking about addictive personalities today. My problem is that I could have gone the following day and gotten more. And I could have also gone the day after and gotten more.
It's so nice.
Like when it comes to food, I think definitely I can have an addictive personality. It might not last long, but I can go a month being fully invested in this one thing.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a month straight and then, yeah, I'll lose my addiction. But yeah.
You and Effo.
I'm thinking to treat myself even today.
No, fair. Fair. I remember when I was younger, but this is quite grim, but I would say, when you eat Effo, your poo will be smooth.
I'm finished. Yeah, but that meal was phenomenal. Like, we have a really good Nigerian place takeaway in my...
Is it? What's it called?
It's called QQ. In Dagenham. Like, it's too good.
Mm.
It's too good.
Maya and Stormzy apparently get back together. I need them to get back together quick because I feel like if they get back together, I feel like the retro and retrograde.
That's what I think as well. Yeah. Yeah. Me and Vic were saying that life hasn't been the same since they broke up. Something changed in the universe and we need it to go back.
Come on. It's like Avengers.
Yeah. When Thanos clicked their fingers.
Yeah, and 5 years went by. You know, I think things will go back to normal. You start noticing that you get a bit of a spring in your step. You start noticing that you're smiling more. Because my mind starts to go back together. But I feel like if they do, I don't think they're gonna tell us. Like, I don't think they might show pictures here and there, might keep doing the lucid thing, but I don't think it's gonna go back to
Snapchat. Like before. Yeah.
Absolutely not. Because I think they realize maybe people are too inner.
And I think especially obviously because of the nature of their breakup, I feel like
we still don't know what happened. Because he said he didn't cheat.
Oh, is
but
it?
Then again, he was doing We for the Flex and They Love Us on that podcast. Yeah, oh my God.
He was.
Hey.
He was stumbling over his words.
Hey.
But this is it. I feel like because people suspect that he was cheating, I feel like they'll want to be even more private.
And she dealt with that nicely, you know?
Yeah, she did.
She didn't mention him.
She didn't say a word.
Once. No, guys. She didn't mention him once. She said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get to my bag.
Mm-hmm. And did.
No.
She really did.
What a case study. She said, I'm going to get to my bag. You lot can talk about him all you want. I'm going to get... Even when the albums came out and he was crying for her, she said, okay. Whereas Keke Palmer, anyways, I don't have energy for that.
But that's another one I just want to comment quickly. I laughed. You know, today, when I went on her Instagram, I laughed because she posted a picture and her man's or her baby dad's name is tattooed on her bum. And I laughed.
Mm.
I really laughed because people were doing narrative. Oh, they broke up. Oh, they broke up. Oh, they did this. Oh, I bet this. Mm. We don't know shit.
Mm. I'm not even going to lie, yeah. She did make us look like dum-dums, though. Like, why did you do that? No, because you made us look like fucking dumbs. Like, because you went on that Usher song. Right.
Hey, people are doing, yes, that's right. That's how you clear a hole.
Not that's how you clear. Because we're all in the comments saying, exactly, sis. Nice one, sis. Exactly.
Oy.
That's what we love to see. Then 5 working days, you're calling us dum-dums.
Oi.
Okay.
Oy, well, wow.
I need all of us.
That's the lesson, guys. I feel like that perfectly ended our episode today.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living. We love and appreciate your input. So, yeah, if you have any topic recommendations, let us know. Just send us a DM or whatever, or tweet us. Catch us at Black Girls Living without the G on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, etc. My account is jazz_BW.
I'm on Vic Sanusi on Instagram and Victoria Sanusi on Twitter. Okay, guys. Have a blessed week. Bye.
Bye.